If you will turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 16 through the end of the chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always to the close of the age." Well, we're at the end of the year, aren't we? Doesn't seem like it, but a new tax season starts next month for us all, doesn't it? So are you ready for the new year? Who's got cabbage ready? Black-eyed peas and collard greens. Yeah, we have confessions here today. And so we know that there's traditions that we keep up with. And you're probably saying, well, why did I choose this particular passage here? Well, traditionally it's called the Great Commission. And the Great Commission was the launching pad for the church to infiltrate the world with the sacred message of salvation and hope, rather than continue drowning in a stormy sea of despair. It's also a weather vane of remembrance to return to the roots of our faith. You know, it's interesting sometimes, and I've been guilty of it as much as anybody else, sometimes we veer off from where we started in our faith walk and journey. We seem like we take side roads and detours, but you know what? It's better to go back and go to the basics. I told somebody one time, I still have my children's Sunday school theology, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people think when you get older, you have to throw all the old furniture and buy new, and that's for the house. Well, some people think that way about faith. They think they have to discard all the old in favor of new. That's not necessarily the case. You can just add to it. You know, I wouldn't think you'd go to Badcock, buy a new living room set, and come back home and throw everything else out. No, you just add to it. And that's what we call clutter today, isn't it? But life is that way. A lot of times we don't realize what we accumulate, not just in physical items, but in spiritual items. And I've known people who have adapted to new things and new doctrines and everything, and they've told me later, said they've just decided they needed to be simple again and go back to the basics. And I think that's what we need to do facing a new year. After all, we've been through 2019, and you know, we cannot conclude the end of a year without reflecting on the past. Neither can we forecast our thoughts into 2020 without thinking what it holds for us. However, we can be assured of one thing: God's presence with us always. In reality, everything can be accomplished only through God's mercy, and for us to reciprocate such grace toward others. We must forget the attitudes which lead to pride and self-centeredness. You know, a lot of times, and this is the sad thing, we hoard the grace of God toward others. And you know, that's a self-centered way of looking at things. If God so graced us, why can't we grace others that we encounter day by day? That's like a woman in a church I was in years ago as an associate, and she said she's tired of hearing preachers talking about give of your best to the Lord and share the wealth and all that. And she says, well, everything I have is the Lord, so I don't have to give him anything. So anyway, that's not the best approach to life. But a lot of people think they deserve it, and we don't deserve anything. God blesses each of us in God's own way. Your blessings, some of your blessings may be a little different than your neighbor's, but God does that. God does not play favorites, and God does bless us, even though sometimes we're not even aware of it or even grateful about it. So remember, next year, just think about the many blessings God has given you on 2020. And I'm sure if you sat down right now later on and had a pencil and a pad you could write down the things that God has really blessed you with for 2019. The Bible says, and this is interesting, I said about pride and self-centeredness. The Bible says pride goeth before destruction in Proverbs 16:18. A lot of times we allow pride to control our destinies. We allow pride to control our faith walk. We allow pride to do a lot of things. If we could discard that, that would be the best resolution of all for 2020. The word remember is used many, many times in the Bible and is also helpful in our thoughts. Never forget that we are always dependent upon God for all things, which include remembering those blessings and opportunities of 2019. Most honest or intelligent people learn from their mistakes. We also learn from our achievements and use life's lessons to build upon the future. We still are learning. You never quit learning, whether you're a toddler or you're 105. You still learn. You're still in that process. And hopefully, you allow your mind to learn with everything possible there. We should take into consideration the events of the past and use that knowledge, but thinking on God's past involvements will create within us a sense of amazement. It is out of gratitude for us to realize just how God can play a role significantly in our lives. Now, we also have to remember there's limitations too. And we have to recognize those limitations. If I counsel somebody and I see that they have a psychological problem that I'm not qualified to do, I know my limitations and I'll seek them a reference or something, because you don't want to do damage or more damage than what's already been done. So you also have to know your limitations, and you can't be anybody else. Don't try to imitate anyone else. Allow God to bless you with your own personality, with your own attitudes, because God can do it best than anyone else. But also remember, we have to be ultimately dependent upon the Lord to do so. To behold our imperfections in comparison to God's goodness, we ought to lead us to continual thanksgiving. Now, we celebrated Thanksgiving last month, but who says we can't celebrate Thanksgiving in December or January or February? Be in a mindset of thankfulness year-round. See, I'm wrapping it all up here in a bundle for us to take into 2020. It's like carrying a picnic basket. We're going to walk this week into 2020. So let us take the best of 2019 with us into 2020. And as we know, a lot of times another side effect, or I don't know, or a reflection is forgiveness. Don't go into 2020 with a grudge. That can be very detrimental to your 2020 faith as well as your life. Settle it now. Forgive. And it's hard to forgive sometimes. It really is. I mean, even though I'm a preacher, every now and then I have those struggles too. But you know what? It's very liberating to forgive people. Forgiveness seems to just cause, I'm going to even say, evil fall apart. It fragments it. It does something, but it's also a self-healing thing. Because when you forgive others, and you know, as in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, strike it off. Make a new start for 2020 by doing that. And it will help us out throughout. Indeed, it is a spiritually healthy experience to realize that we have forgiven others and we have been forgiven completely too. That is for those of us who aren't perfect and ready to move on. There's a helpful word called vision, which concerns the future. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." This applies to individuals and churches. Another word that is commonly used, and I used it just a moment ago, is resolution. This word implies purpose. Have y'all made resolutions yet for 2020? Think about that. What sort of resolutions are you going to do? And for adequate plans to be made and the motivation to carry them out, there must be purpose. But closely related to resolution is the word determination. This puts stamina into resolutions. Before much can be accomplished for 2020, determination is necessary. This will involve prayer and something else. We tend to slide. Yes, we can pray. We can pray till the cows come home. But did you ever think it also requires action on our part? Put feet on those prayers. It may require us to do something like it. Yes, God will bless us in our prayers, but we also must do our part in praying too, that perhaps sometimes we may need to go see somebody or maybe help somebody out. People are reluctant to do that a lot of times, but that is one of the things about prayer. Prayer should motivate you to do things you normally don't do. To truly achieve those goals for 2020 requires a faith in God who can accomplish anything, even with our ignorance involved to lead towards success. Remember this, you know, people like to put, I have a strong faith or I have a weak faith. It doesn't matter. As long as you have faith, that is what counts. God does not sit up in heaven with a checklist that, well, I guess he's got a strong faith today, but forget about her, you know. God doesn't work that way. Faith is faith is faith. Remember that. Faith is something that will take you through so much that no human-induced invention could even do that. Remember that. Faith is something that you will always have to hold on to, because faith is God and God is faith. And so with those resolutions and determinations, God will do it. And you know, it's something we forget too, that Christianity is a triumphant and positive religion. You think about that. Christianity is a triumphant and positive religion. Christ is, resurrection, triumphant resurrection is the best example of it. It assured that evil is forever defeated, and Christ became victor, and our Savior affirmed this in his presence will always remain with us, and that is through the Holy Spirit. The love of the Holy Spirit is always with us. And you know something I've discovered through the years about the Holy Spirit? If you have something that needs to be done, the Holy Spirit always goes ahead of you. Have you ever noticed that? If you haven't, try it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Sometimes we dread things and find out, hey, I didn't have any problem at all with it. Why? The Holy Spirit was there ahead of you. St. Paul said to pray without ceasing out of 1 Thessalonians. Prayer does take on the aspects of positive reinforcement to ensure that 2020 will be a happier and better year than 2019. And again, obedience to God's will is one of the greatest blessings for 2020. Whatever God desires, D-O, do. Not dead on arrival, but D-O, do. Wherever God leads, follow. Easier said than done? Well, perhaps, but here's the secret revealed. Complete obedience to God and is our hope for a full and meaningful life. Doubting about this? Well, you know what? And what I just read here in Matthew, it said in verse 17, when they saw him, that is Christ, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Now, some of you may be thinking, oh, is it bad to doubt? You're going to hear it from the pulpit today. There is nothing wrong with doubting. Doubting will swing around and become positive in the sense it will give you strength for the future. I don't know anyone in this congregation who's probably never doubted God. But remember this, God will do the best God can, and God will show us how that God is standing beside us morning, noon, and night. So don't be afraid if you hit a doubt spot in your faith walk, because doubt is normal in our lives. And so doubting can be something that can be beneficial down the road. But it didn't say here that those people left Christ. It's just that they were scratching their head. They'd never seen anything like this ever happen. So sometimes we scratch our heads when we see something or see something happen through an action that we're not quite for sure about, and we think, well, can God really allow this to happen? And you know, at the same time, we better reel in the line and say, what is going on here? it's none of my business. It's God's business. God needs to work on me for an attitude adjustment. Does that make sense? A lot of times we go ahead of God and not allow God's grace to permeate our spirit. And what we end up doing is we end up sticking our feet in our mouth. I pulled a mini shoestring out of my mouth before. And I'll tell you something, we do that. We do that, but we also know that God is always waiting there at the end of the trail for each of us. But we need to be observant. And through prayer, we can find the best way to do things, if we only would find the best things to do. And so, complete obedience to God is our hope. And, you know, sometimes we, in our skepticism, we can see the ray of light coming out from heaven. You know, as I said, it's so much easier to retain an old grudge or be a complainer or a disgruntled person, have a disgruntled outlook, rather than start anew with the freedom which Christ offers us. It is truly liberating to discard the negative and experience life-changing attitudes which God desires us to acquire. Remember the old Frankenstein movies where Dr. Frankenstein unknowingly inserted a criminal's brain into the monster's head? Well, a lot of misery could have been avoided if his assistant had picked up the right brain. And so a new brain was sought to help make the creature mentally healthy. Likewise, we can ask God to remove our old mindset by allowing God to replace it with an outlook completely recreated and cleansed by the Holy Spirit. As I said earlier about all that other, about holding grudges and whatever, we're only hurting ourselves, and we're not allowing ourselves to actually show our full potential in God by what we do and holding on to things like grudges and complaints and all that. It doesn't make for a good Christian at all. Now, there's another word I want to include in here before closing. I could have used the word present, but I'm going to use the word N-O-W, now. Now is between the past and the future. In order to use the past and anticipate the future, we need to act now. The past is gone, and the future is yet to come. We must learn those lessons from the past and look forward to the future. We worry so much. I guess we're bombarded with news all the time, whether it's television, radio, newspaper, or what internet, whatever it is. But did you ever think about this? Does it really matter? Think about that. If God is still in control, and I know God is in control, God is going to not let things get out of hand, whatever it may be. Is your life running around like a roller coaster right now? And you really want to say, whoa, Nelly. Guess what? If you just ask God to put it back into context, God will do so. And that's where your faith kicks in. That's where your faith kicks in. So don't worry about if something's happening in Idaho or Utah or in Lubumbashi or somewhere like that. Just be concerned that God is working in your life and you are making a meaningful example and impression where you're living. Not as a show-off or a pretentious person, but as someone that people know the glory of God is within you. And that's one thing we have to remember. And God has spoken and worked in the past, but God also has plans for our future, including this church. As I said over at Fort Meade today, it always happens when I'm facing a challenge, I don't care what it is, God always gives me a reminder, Anthony, didn't I get you through that in 2014 or in 1998 or whatever it is? I'm just rambling on about dates. And I think, yeah, God, you got me through that. You just think about that when you're facing a difficulty. If God has gotten you through it before, you think God's quit? Yeah, I don't think God quits. God is not a quitter, and we shouldn't quit on God. Allow God to walk with you, whatever it is. And believe me, God will work it out with whatever God needs to do with it. But now is the time to get that faith polished, get that faith, you know, dusted off, and see how it will respond to God as led by the Holy Spirit for 2020. As we reflect on 2019 and on God's goodness, give thanks to God. Now, as we enter 2020, yield your life to God all over again. There is nothing wrong with that. It's much better than worry. It's much better than stress or even conflict in the long run. And by the way, our hope is guaranteed by Jesus Christ for the rest of eternity. Shall we pray? Thank you, God, for 2019. We've seen some good, we've seen some bad, and we've seen some mediocre this year. But at the same time, we know you are still in control. As we enter a new year, let us discard the old attitudes, if they're negative or toxic or whatever you call them. Let us enter a new year with the spirit of optimism, the spirit of gratitude to you, and the spirit that we grace others with your love. We thank you, O God, and we give thanks always through the name of Christ our Savior.